Now, the rest of the story. Hazardous Hank was the terror of the town any time he got behind the wheel of a car. Such a nice man when otherwise occupied, respectable, thoughtful, cordial and kind. But when he went for a drive, everyone else went for cover. Now, ironically, Hazardous Hank was not really a bad driver. It was simply as though the trouble was along for the ride. How often he was cursed by others on the road, sometimes openly threatened by pedestrians. Policemen would sigh and shake their heads when they saw him coming. Once in a while, they'd observe a distant traffic jam. They would just know without seeing who was in the middle of that traffic jam, and usually they'd be right. Hazardous Hank. Strangely enough, as much of a nuisance as Hank's car was when it ran, it was all the more nuisance when it did not. It was always breaking down in the least convenient places or where it would obstruct the most traffic. Folks would say, why don't you take better care of that thing? Hank would just smile and shrug and eventually get it restarted and drive away until one day. One day, Hazardous Hank was out driving. He was approaching an intersection. On the cross street was a young man riding a bicycle. Now, it was not clear whether Hank saw the young man. It is clear that the young man saw Hank too late to stop. From the angle at which the cyclist had turned, absolutely anything could have happened. The most astonishing thing did. The man and his bicycle somehow rode directly into and under Hazardous Hank's automobile. Passers-by gasped. Hank stopped the car as quickly as he could. When the dust had settled, the young fellow and his bike were still underneath the car. Well, Hank turned white. Some men from the growing crowd rushed forward to help the stricken cyclist. Careful, somebody shouted. Careful, he may be badly injured. And Hank feared the outcome might be even worse than that. But then, miracle of miracles, lifted gently from what might have been the place he had died, the young man blinked and sat up. And he got up. And do you know, he walked away utterly unhurt. Now the relieved crowd is laughing, though Hazardous Hank is still trembling. But this time the law would not let him off so easily. This time Hazardous Hank was going down to the city hall and get what he should have gotten a long time ago, a driver's license. Oh, that's right. Until then, Hazardous Hank had been an unlicensed driver. But now, with special written permission from the mayor himself, Hank would be able to drive anywhere he liked as long as he promised to drive more safely. And Hazardous Hank, the motorist, who by the very presence of his vehicle caused such public consternation day in and day out, the driver who had to get special permission to drive, thus became the first licensed driver in the United States. And sure enough, in the spring of 1896, he was right back out there driving the automobile which he had built himself, his very first automobile, the only automobile in all of Detroit. If you haven't guessed, Hazardous Hank was Henry Ford. And now you know the rest of the story.